I believe the factor that contributes to how fast it goes or how much it grows is simply the 120 value. How much value are you actually quantifying into it?
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
So there's six steps. Six steps. Number one step is your credibility. Your credibility, that's the consistent, persistent part of what you do. Your credibility. If you're raising money, if you're working, if you're in a relationship, you want to maintain your credibility through your foundational values, your personal values, your experiential values, your giving values and receiving values. In order to have credibility, you have to have gratitude. You have to forgive yourself because those mistakes are going to happen. They don't diminish your credibility. It's what you do with your mistakes that diminish your credibility. When you hide from your mistakes or hide your mistakes or run away from your mistakes, that's going to affect your credibility. When you stand up and illuminate your mistakes, but you hide from that stuff, you don't illuminate it, you don't face it, you have no credibility. You have no credibility. You must work on your credibility and stick by your values. Gratitude, empathy, accountability. Number two, emotionally connect. That's effective communication. Emotionally connect to what and how and why you do things. Emotionally connect. If you are not connecting to that which inspires you and emotionally connecting to other people and letting them know what you like and what you don't like, you're making a huge mistake. That's how we connect. You have to learn to emotionally connect to people. No matter what you're in, marriages are ruined. Kids and parents' relationships are ruined. Business is ruined. You can't raise money. You can't sell a thing or make a dime if you can't connect emotionally at some level. My focus is to emotionally connect so that I can access the bigger Google, the bigger database of the world, right? It's called the field of intention. It's the one that holds everything and has enough of everything for everyone. It's the thing that I access to allow and get out of my way to access the exact same way you do a search on Google. I do that with what I think, say, do, believe, my unconscious competency, the genetic side of it, the personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, and addictions that I have, as well as the energetic side. That's what I use. All right, number three. Number three, reasons. You got to know the reason that you're doing it. It's the why. But you just can't, you know, the credibility, the emotional connection is my what. Then I got to know the reason I'm doing it. I'm amazed when I go out and speak so many times and I'll say to someone real quickly, what do you want? Anyway, reasons are important. What's the next? The next is what I just talked about, the impact. Let people know, how is it going to impact them? All of the reasons and impact are back to fortify the emotional connection. It just fortifies it, right? You tell them, like, I know that you care about your kids, so I got you on the emotional side, but now I want to go through the reasons that it affects your kids and the impact it has on your kids. Oh, I'm really fortifying what we're doing in life. And all of this is just about sharing a vision, because anything that you want, whether it's for other people to emotionally connect or one from the field of intention, if you get good, right? If you're not so worried about Google, but you're worried about the big database, it all is that connection. It's all reinforced by those reasons and impact. It keeps going back to the emotional connection. That cleans that connection, right? Everyone's always connected. It's just that it's corroded by our ego. The need to be right, offended, separate, void, shortages, obstacles, fear, anxiety, guilt, all frustration, all those things that slow us down, which also affect that quantitative factoring that I tried to explain with the twos. Those, all those things every day, which is why you should enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, so that now we have a higher degree exponentially more consistently. But the ego's always there. Right? The ego's always there, so if our connection is more corroded, it's going to be there more. If it's a cleaner connection, it can't mess with us. What's the third? What's the fifth one then? Capabilities. We got to be honest about our capabilities. What capabilities do I have? What ones do I want? We want a capability of what? Discipline. Consistent behavior. Because we know consistency leads to persistence. Right? Consistency and persistence leads to that exponential growth and acceleration that we want in life. According to what we want, the emotional connection, the reasons, impacts, and the capability. And then finally, how do we materialize that? How do we make it real? It's right here in our perception. The only way is you have to quantify it. It has to have some structure. It's already here, right? It's already here. When you think about what you want, it's a possibility. When you have the reasons, impacts, and capabilities, it's a probability. But when you make it real, when you make it real, that's where it comes down. What makes it real? Quantified value. That's what makes something real, when you can quantify it. I believe the factor that contributes to how fast it goes or how much it grows is simply the 120 value. How much value are you actually quantifying into it? Right? What is that exponential vibration? How high is the vibration or value of the quantified thing that you have? And so if I'm walking into, you know, a party for my brother's 50th birthday this weekend, I'm going to make sure that I have all those things that I have, my credibility, right? I'm prepared. I'm emotionally connecting to everyone and everything. I'm going to come in inspired. I'm going to think of the reasons that I want to be here, the impact I'm going to have on all these people, and the capabilities that I have and I want and I need. And then I'm going to bring it in value to everyone. I'm going to light up people. I'm going to liberate them to light up with that value. And then all these things are going to come to me. All the things that I want are going to come to me, because all I'm concerned about is giving that value. A quantitative value is the sixth thing, right? Can you quantitatively, and literally whatever it is you want, if it's the mashed potatoes to be passed, or it's for your mom to approve you, or your dad to tell you he's proud of you, or your brother just to appreciate the fact that you came all the way down on a weekend for his 50th birthday, even though you have a ton of stuff that you would rather do or won't do, right? You bring it, and you're going to get all of it back. Not trading. Simply because you come in without the resentment, without the void shortages and obstacles, without the guilt, the fear, the anxiety, the frustration, the anger, the guilt, all those things that we do. When you walk in with all that stuff, or you pick up the phone with all that stuff, or you make a presentation to raise money with all those feelings, and you haven't gone through the six steps, and you don't understand the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential and enjoying it, and you don't understand literally acceleration and exponential growth, don't be surprised you're going to get just what you don't want. Because that's the quantitative analysis. That's the actual actual math of why you don't get what you want. Because we don't have credibility. We hide from things. We run away from things. We put faith in what we don't want. We don't emotionally connect. We're not inspired. We don't have the reasons thought out. We don't have the impacts thought out. We don't think about the capabilities. And we wonder why we can't manifest what we want in a physical nature. That's what I believe. Somewhere in between there is the truth. But it seems to work for me. And it seems to work for other people.